What is the big deal with strippers?
What?
Like, everybody is so up in arms all the time about strippers. Women don't want their men to go see strippers. You don't want your husband to go to a bachelor party because there might be a stripper there. Mm-hmm. You don't want strippers at your son's 15-year-old birthday party.
Okay, seriously? Okay, so there's a story. Now I know where you're going. I was like, what is he talking about? The story in the news about a mom who was arrested because here's what she did. She hired two strippers. Mm-hmm. Her son turned 16, had a sweet 16 party.
Oh, he's 16 at least. Okay.
16 years old. And she hired two strippers to come to the birthday party at the bowling alley for he and all of his friends.
Okay. Did these women strip naked? No, they did not.
No.
So why is she getting arrested? She hired women.
They got down to their bras and underwear. And they gave lap dances.
Is that illegal?
To underage teenagers as young as 15.
Are you not allowed to be in your bra and underpants?
Probably not hired by your mom, I guess. She's been charged with 5 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. And she could get 5 years in prison.
Okay, now these women did not strip. They didn't see anything.
Well, they did strip, and they gave lap dances, but they were down to their bras.
They were
panties.
Not naked, right. And right. You said yesterday that any 13-year-old worth his weight in gold has seen a naked person.
Right, but not because his mother brought her to the house.
So is that really endangering
a child?
And
I didn't say worth his weight in gold. I said most 13-year-olds.
You said worth his salt.
I didn't say any of that. What I said is most 13-year-old boys have seen a naked person. A naked woman at
right.
that point.
So these strippers were not naked at all. They were wearing
they were giving lap dances to 15-year-olds.
But a lap dance? The kids are giving each other lap dances at the cafeteria dance. Right
I
there.
I feel like I'm on another planet right now.
Don't you feel like kids are dancing that close with each other?
You have 3 girls.
Not I have 3 girls. Though. Pardon me, Amanda?
What? Not pretty much naked, though.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen some of these outfits that these girls are wearing?
Yeah,
not
they do
pretty
skimpy.
Much naked.
They do dress pretty skimpy.
Yeah.
My niece went to do some charity work in, I can't remember, another country. And she came back with a G-string bikini.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, I thought you were building homes.
I was.
What were you?
Building a tan,
when
too.
Did you get a chance to go shopping and get a G-string bikini? Yeah, they wear some skimpy clothes.
Absolutely. We had it.
But, Curtis, you do not hire strippers for your 16-year-old's party. They did strip. They just didn't strip naked.
Right. They weren't nude.
But we don't even have nude strippers here in Grand Rapids. It's still stripping.
I don't know.
How can you be torn?
Just seems like
somebody set him straight.
It just seems like it's a funny thing.
A fun, funny thing.
Yeah. Like, imagine with the daughters. Okay, so I have 3 girls.
Yes.
Imagine that Katie and her friends do like a mock Thunder from Down Under, where they just have some totally buff guy come. He doesn't get naked, and and he's dancing around. That's...
Fine with that?
I feel like
that's, I don't think you are.
I feel like that's what you talk about with your 16-year-old.
You do?
You don't need to objectify these people. Here, look, they're just dancing. They're just people.
Here, look, let's hire some so we can show you how you don't
objectify
them.
Let's see what
we
have here. You know?
Is it making any sense to you, Amanda?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, let's see who this is on the phone. Connie and Curtis, who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy!
Amy, I don't get it. Why are people so mad about strippers?
What do you want to say?
Gross that a mom would get there. Why would you want to see your son aroused in his little buddies? That's gross.
Yes! That is a great point, Amy.
Wait, do people...
Well,
of course they did.
In general, there was a local comedian who hit it right on the nose. I'm not going to go to the zoo to see squirrels.
Oh.
You know, you're not seeing anything special.
Right.
I'm not going to go to the zoo to see squirrels. I want to see...
Because you see squirrels every day.
I want to see top of the line stuff.
Yeah, something.
Amy,
a stripper that would go to a bowling alley? What kind of... Come on.
She's a cheap one.
She is.
Maybe. I don't know.
But, okay.
You go where the party is, though.
Absolutely.
When you're a stripper, you
absolutely.
Go where the party is.
You go where the party is. If you are a caterer, you know, and you cater at a bowling alley, nobody says, oh, you catered a bowling alley?
Amy, do you have kids?
Yeah, I've got 4 girls.
4 girls.
Okay, so have you ever seen, like, Thunder from Down Under or Chippendales or anything like that?
That kind of stuff.
Have you taken your daughters to see it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, okay, so let's say it's 16th birthday party. You do it just on a whim, like a little joke. You get one of the guys from Thunder from Down Under to come and shake his stuff.
I wouldn't do that. I'd get her clothes.
You wouldn't do that what?
I wouldn't do that. I'd get her clothes or money or something.
Okay.
It's inappropriate.
Okay, yeah. So it's inappropriate, but I don't know that it's illegal. You know, this mom got arrested. 4 or 5 counts of child endangerment.
Yeah.
And the kids aren't...
If there were strippers there, there was probably drinking going on. It was a bowling. I wouldn't doubt there were some other things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that...
You can't be a sober mom and have your strippers... I don't know. I just can't think of why her judgment was so crappy.
Exactly. Exactly. It's crappy judgment.
I think this
Amy
is...
Amy hit the ding-ding nail on the head.
This is part of why society is so buttoned
Thanks,
up.
Amy.
You know, why they're... why we are so afraid of the big taboo sex
All right.
thing.
7708957. Let's look at it this way. So you have kids. You find out they're 16, 15 years old, whatever. They go to a birthday party. They come home and tell you there were a couple strippers there.
There were strippers.
Whether your kids are boys or girls or whatever. Are you going to be mad or are you going to be like Curtis?
Be mad that I missed it.
That's fine. Who's this on the phone?
Connie Curtis, who's this?
Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
So what do you think? You find out that your kids went to a party and there were strippers. How mad are you?
I would be furious. Because strippers are selling sex, okay? Yes, these girls today are wearing prerogative outfits, but they're not necessarily out for the sex.
They're wearing things that are in style. I mean, that's what pretty much everybody's wearing.
So looking at the pictures, though, I mean, there are some that are a little graphic where the lap dance got a little out of hand, but they're just wearing a bra and underwear, so it's like a bikini.
But he's 16. He's not old enough to encourage sexual encounters. And
he can't even get into a strip club or a bar, for that matter.
Right, it's illegal.
He can't even get in.
Right, that's where they do it at a boy now.
Right. Obviously, because his mom is a moron.
Okay, so it is a horrible thing.
Yes.
Okay, 7708.
Are you convinced, Curtis?
No, I'm not. I'm
Thanks,
not.
Rebecca.
And I think that there are moms out there who would do the same thing with their teenage daughter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so if you're a mom of any 15 or 16-year-old and you would not care if there was a stripper at a birthday party,
yeah.
Male or female, you need to call 2-770-8957.
I mean, have you seen some of the women at, like, a Chippendale show or a Thunder from Down Under
they
show?
They go crazy. But they don't have their children with them.
But I'm saying that type of mindset leads you to believe, oh, okay, 16th birthday party with the girls, this will be a fun thing to do.
No, that leads you to believe 21st birthday party, maybe, with your children, not 16.
Can you imagine going to
inappropriate.
A strip club with your mom?
No, that's why, like, bachelorette parties and stuff. Ugh. No, I would not want my mom there, although she'd be probably kind of fun. Sabrina, what'd you want to say?
My point is to Curtis.
Okay.
Say that he had a young teacher. Would it be okay if she was giving him a lap dance?
A young teacher? No. No, it wouldn't.
Well, see, these strippers are probably the same age as a young teacher. And it's not okay for them to do it, but it's okay for a stripper to do it. Well,
and haven't you seen Varsity Blues? I mean, that happens.
Well, that does happen.
I'm kidding.
And Dawson's Creek, too. Only because the teacher is there as like an authority figure.
So is the mom.
But the stripper is not.
Pretty much child porn or child...
Endangerment is what they charged her with.
Yeah, 5 counts, yeah. And I'm a little torn, like, why that would happen. You know, they were just wearing a bra and underwear. You can see that.
But they were giving lap dances.
You can see that on CBS 2 times a year when they do their Victoria's Secret fashion
show. They don't give lap dances.
No, but they're right there.
But they don't give lap dances, and they're not gyrating all over little 15-year-old boys.
I think women are confused as to what a lap dance is.
No, we're not.
I mean, there's no...
No, we're not.
There's no gyrating.
We're
I mean,
not.
There's some,
yes,
but
there's
not even 100% gyrating.
Quit lying.
There's some dancing there, too.
Sabrina, he is lying.
I know he is.
Yeah. We all know what lap dances are.
7708. Yeah.
Thank you, dear, for calling.
95.7. Is this the type of thing to get totally bent out of shape about? Connie said you wouldn't let your daughters do a party like that.
Curtis thinks that because they didn't get naked, they're not stripping. They are stripping. They're giving lap dances. Allie, what'd you want to say? Good morning.
To disagree with Curtis completely.
What?
I have 2 boys at home.
Okay, good! Yes! Glad you called.
And I would never, never hire strippers for my child's 16th birthday.
Okay, what birthday would you?
I would not personally hire them for any birthday.
Okay.
If they want to hire strippers for their 18th birthday, that's their discretion. They're old enough to do what they want.
Now let me ask you this, Allie. Would their father hire strippers for their 16th birthday, do you think?
It wouldn't be allowed. No,
it wouldn't be allowed.
Absolutely
not.
If he even tried, it would be nipped in the bud.
Okay.
So what if they came home from a party and they said, oh, yeah, it was fun. We had a cake, which was great. And he got some iTunes gift cards.
Cake and strippers.
And there were strippers there. What would your reaction
be? I would be furious with the parents who allowed that to happen. I mean, I guess as far as the mother is concerned, it's her child. It's her discretion. if she wanted to hire a private stripper to come into her home and strip for her 16-year-old child, that's up to her. But to endanger other people's children like that, did she get consent from these other parents?
No, the parents were mad. Well, no.
Doesn't
it just seem so trashy?
What if your child is scared to death of clowns and they go to a sixth birthday party and someone has a clown there? And you're like, oh, how dare you? You know that my kid is afraid of clowns. Or maybe you have that same fear of clowns. To me, it's just like a clown.
Not the same.
Who takes her clothes off.
It's just like a clown.
Shakes it in your face.
Not even close to the same thing.
Yeah. He's reaching, isn't he, Allie?
I mean, these girls did have a fun balloon animal act.
Oh, they didn't.
That you would not believe.
Allie, thanks for calling. All right. Saharai. Saharai?
Sharai.
Sharai.
What do you think? You're with me, right?
No, I am not.
You are not.
I agree with Allie. You know, when they turn 18, you know, then that's fine. But also, the fact that they were in a public place at a bowling alley, there were probably other people there who were absolutely appalled.
No kidding!
Well, and then there were...
And she should have did that. I mean, if you want to be sick and do stuff like that as a mom, do that at home.
Well, wait, hold on, Shirai. No, okay. More to the story, her name was Judy, by the way, the mom. Judy had two strippers come and perform. They performed in a private room.
At a bowling alley.
At a bowling alley.
You're not going to do that much at a bowling alley, right? I would almost be more upset if it was at the house because there are no limits then, right? At least at a bowling alley, you know that there's some kind of guideline. Like, you're not going to do anything super. You can't be naked in a bowling alley.
No.
I mean, we have maybe been.
I don't know. I just think that she just made some bad judgment on that. And I don't know necessarily if, you know, it's a legal matter. I mean, maybe something to teach her a lesson, maybe, but I don't think she should do any time for it.
Yeah, she got 5 counts of child endangerment.
Yeah, she could do up to 5 years.
And that's just too bad. She made a bad decision. She probably wasn't sober, like someone said.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know.
Curtis thinks she could be sober.
I do think she was maybe sober. This comes down to parents trying to be their kids' friends, though. Like, you definitely need to draw a line between parent and friend.
Which way do you feel, Curtis? You don't feel bad 1 minute, but now you're saying parents trying to be people's friends.
I'm trying to...
She wasn't being a parent. She was... That's not very parent-like.
No, it's not. It's not.
I am still all for the dancers or the clown or the pony or the cotton candy machine.
Thanks,
at the birthday party, whatever you're looking for. But I do kind of understand where this woman went wrong.
Okay, so we're talking about this mother who got arrested. She hired two strippers for her 16-year-old son's birthday party. All his friends were there. It was at a bowling alley in a private room.
Greatest birthday party ever. Right?
Curtis, and she could do 5 years. She was charged with 5 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Megan, what did you want to say?
Okay, two things.
Okay.
I have a 4-year-old. If in the future he comes home from a birthday party and tells me, oh, yeah, Mom, there are strippers, I would be the one doing time.
Because you would
get to this woman before, because that just makes me livid. Two, Curtis, I have a question.
Okay,
your daughters. If it's so okay for, you know, boys to get these strippers, or even your daughters to see male strippers, is it okay for your daughters to do the stripping and the lap dances?
Now, okay, you're not going to like this because I say yes. And I've said that to Connie before.
No, he has actually said that to me before.
Yes, where somebody has said, oh, you don't want your kids growing up to be a stripper. Yeah, if they choose to be a stripper, I want them to be the best stripper, you know? Go out and do amazing things with the pole and learn things.
Okay, hold on, though. Would you try to stop them from being the stripper? I mean, would you try and stop them at least?
I would tell them how society, meaning how Connie and everyone who is calling, seems to view strippers. I wouldn't necessarily try to stop them, but I would just kind of educate them on, okay, if you do this, there are going to be people who hate you and think that you're stupid.
It's not anything against strippers.
No.
I know some strippers that are amazing people.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that these are kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of stripper would strip for kids?
They might have not even known, though.
Right.
Hey, we're having a party.
Exactly.
Can you and one of your stripper friends come and strip?
And 16-year-old guys don't look like 16-year-old guys.
Yeah.
Don't you think most 16-year-olds could pass for 18?
But here's the thing, though, Megan. Is it their job to police the situation with this woman and her kid? Like, to walk in the door and go, oh, no, we're not going to do this because they're... I mean, that's their mom's job to police that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's the mom's job. But at the same time, you can recognize that that probably isn't the best situation.
Yeah.
You know what?
And
we
you could
absolutely
take steps to, you know, you can just say no. You can say, no, I can't do this. Here's your money or whatever the case is.
You know who we should talk to?
Who should we talk to?
Strippers.
We should talk to strippers. Oh, you're so self-serving.
And see if they would walk out on something like that.
Yeah, that's. If you are a stripper, you need to call us and tell us if you would walk out on that.
If you do private shows.
Thanks,
Meg. And you get to a bowling alley and they're like, okay, well, here's the clientele and it's a bunch of kids. Do you walk or do you say, okay, do you do a tamer show?
Susan, what did you want to say? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I think it's never the parents' job to be the best friend and to lower the bar.
Mm-hmm. No
and
kidding.
I truly believe that, Curtis, when your girls are old enough, if they're going somewhere to do lap dances or if they're at a birthday party and some Chippendale dancers come in and are crawling all over them stripping, I don't think you'd like it.
You don't?
I don't think you would either.
No.
What's the difference between some trained dancer who knows what they're doing and some, like if it was some 16-year-old girl giving him a birthday present? You know, at least you're there. At least you know what's happening.
You mean a 16-year-old girl giving him a lap dance?
Yeah, his girlfriend or whatever is happening.
No, but if I was even in the same city where my daughter was at something like that, even if she was over 18... She would not want to be in the same room with her mother.
Even if she was over 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, there's a line between being a parent and being a friend that's going to go see strippers. And what your kids do when they're adults is really their choice. You know, you want them to make good choices.
Right.
But to encourage them to, you know, I don't know, especially at a birthday party where you have other people's kids that you haven't gotten permission that it's okay to do.
It's just not
that.
A smart idea.
Well,
no.
It's just
it may not
idea.
Have been the best idea.
Thanks, Susan.
But it shouldn't be against the law, right?
No.
I mean, the strippers weren't naked. They were in a bowling alley. What's going to happen?
Now, Judy is on the phone. This is not the Judy who is the mom in this case, because her name is Judy. This is a different Judy, I'm assuming at least, right, Judy?
Correct.
Okay, Judy.
All right, so what'd you want to say?
What's up?
Yes, it is against the law.
Hmm.
I believe she should get more than 5 years, and I believe the strippers should be charged with it, too.
Oh,
really? So do you want the strippers to card their clientele?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Really?
Well, they are like a contractor at that point, right?
Yes.
They're the ones that are endangering the children. They need to be held accountable, too. It falls right down to, I believe, I'm listening to Curtis, is he believes there is not a difference between stripping and dancing. And it doesn't matter if you're fully clothed or fully naked. The interpretation of what the strip is about. And somebody mentioned it earlier. Yes, it does have to do with sex. And sex in 15-year-olds is child endangerment.
Well, and what's the point of it? You can't say, Curtis, stripping has nothing to do with sex, because why do you see strippers?
Well, because it's sexy.
Oh, because they're such good dancers?
But why do you watch...
I really want to go see somebody dance right now.
Why do
Why
do guys go to a Britney Spears concert?
Because their daughters want them
why
to.
Why do we follow Rihanna on Instagram? Or why do we constantly read People magazine to see what Miley Cyrus, which one of her boobs is hanging out?
You read it all for the same reason you go see a stripper.
Absolutely. Ding, ding, ding. So there's so much of this out there already.
But you're a 37-year-old man. You can make that choice.
I would love to make that choice. My favorite choice to make.
Oh,
I don't know.
Thanks, Judy.
I think your argument that I wouldn't want my daughters to do it doesn't stand up. I think there are women who would take their daughters to a show like that.
I think you have your head in the sand.
And maybe I do.
And
but I don't
think you
so.
Have your head in the sand and you don't realize what's going to happen in the next few years when your daughters turn into teenagers. Oh, man. This show is going to be so fun.
Won't it?
I cannot wait until his girls are 12, 14, and 16.
People will be scared to death to date him. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love that. 7708-957.
Dino, what do you want to say?
Hey, I just want to ask this one more time. This woman got arrested for being Mom of the Year. Is this a real thing?
Yeah. She got arrested for endangering the welfare of a child. Five counts. Five
years. When I was 15, I would have loved such a party. I mean, maybe not... fully, you know, like naked.
Yeah, right. They weren't naked.
I would have loved this party.
Yeah. Would your parents have thrown it for you?
Oh, my dad would have without a question.
Really?
My mom would not really have cared. But maybe it's different because I'm Bosnian, so I don't know how American standards customs.
Oh, I was like, what does that have to do with anything?
I'll tell you what. We're very uptight when it comes to stuff
we
like
this. We are uptight.
I get that from your TVs, right? But
yep. Yes.
we are uptight, Dino.
So you're saying it's that true. That outside of the U.S., this wouldn't be a big deal?
Well, I mean, our beaches, you know, have women already without the tops on, so mm-hmm. it's like...
Which beaches, and exactly?
In Bosnia.
Okay.
Okay, so do young girls go to those beaches without tops on?
Well, no, not like kids, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, so adult...
What's the rule?
Once they mature, you know, come of age.
What's the rule? Like, let's say that you have kids. Do you take a kid to a nude beach? Like, did your parents take you to a nude beach when you were still a kid?
Well, yeah.
Did you go nude?
Well, no, it's not nude. It's just no top.
Oh,
just
topless.
Okay.
Yeah, topless. Oh, so the men really benefit from that beach.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. It's not really that big a deal.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dino. Okay, so the men are benefiting there. Krista, what did you want to say? Good morning.
Well, I guess I just wanted to say, like, aren't we paying any attention to, the MTV shows, like My Teenage Pregnant Daughter? I don't even know what it's called. But
16
it's like,
and Pregnant,
or,
I believe.
Or,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, Curtis, my question, I guess, is more, are you trying to play devil's advocate? Because I really don't believe
that
you would want your 16-year-old daughter having a man in a Speedo.
Shaking it? I don't think that I would be like calling the cops on someone for that.
Well,
you know?
Okay, so calling the cops, I don't, yeah, I guess, but would you, I guess my point is, I'm a mother of two little young boys.
Okay.
And I would not want them around sex and, you know, involved in that. If they were 16, I wouldn't want to be a grandma, you know, at, mm-hmm. you know, my son's 17 years old because of the fact that he got to see naked women and now it's all about that. That's all I think about now. That's all my child thinks about.
See, and
it's sex now because...
I think of it the other way. Like, if you are constantly saying, no, don't look at this, they will then seek it out.
Well, you don't say don't look at this all the time. You know, I mean, come on. Krista, you know that your little boys at some point are going to be looking at naked pictures of people when they're teenagers, right?
Yes, exactly.
Of course
and
they're going
they'll
to.
They'll be doing their own thing in their bedroom, not
right.
with other 15, 16, 17-year-old girls.
But you will not be like, honey, here's your magazine for the month.
Right, exactly.
You're not going to buy it.
I wouldn't mind buying him a magazine, but I wouldn't want it to be like, hey, I'm going to buy you somebody to, you know, get all up on your business.
Man, I don't know.
I like the way you put it.
I think the magazine and the up in the business is the same, you know, and I don't think either of them are bad.
Well, that's him doing it all by his lonesome, you know, put him in his room, do whatever you want to do, but don't go out and search for it, you know.
No that's- kidding. What you don't know in that situation does not kill you. You don't want to know.
Okay.
You don't want to know.
Right.
None
yeah,
of us want to know.
Absolutely not. I don't want to break socks in half.
Yeah. Just throw
them. Yeah. Buy your magazines, do your own laundry.
Throw them away if you need to, Timmy.
Throw your socks away, please.
Oh, Krista, you're fun. Thanks for calling. Chris, I have some breaking news for you right now.
Okay.
We're talking about the story, mother arrested for hiring two strippers.
Do we have an update?
For her 16-year-old son's birthday party. This was in New York, by the way. She's facing up to 5 years in prison. She got charged with 5 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Some people are saying the strippers should have walked in and said, oh, no, we are not doing this. We said, hey, if you are a stripper, you used to be a stripper or whatever, you need to call this show.
And we have a stripper?
She used to be one. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
I am an ex-stripper. I also have 6 children.
Okay.
I have triplets that are 24.
Holy
and
moly.
And I got a 21-year-old, and she has a daughter. And, I used to be a stripper in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I would have totally
Wait,
lost.
Hold on. Where in Wisconsin?
Manitowoc, Plymouth, and Sheboygan.
Okay.
Okay, the big three.
The big three.
The Tri-Cities.
Three different counties, yeah.
Okay.
So you walk into a party, and you notice that the kids maybe aren't 18. What do you do?
No way. I have children, you know, and I would have thought I had a teenage son. You know, he's 28, my oldest son. I went, hell no. I got, you know, children. There's no way I would do that. Mm-hmm. No way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what kind of, did you ever walk into a party where you didn't feel like you wanted to do that show? Like, or were you mostly just at a strip club?
I was at strip clubs, but I also did private shows. But all the private shows were like bachelor parties. Okay. They were all older men. But had I walked in with parents and kids, there's no way I would ever.
You wouldn't have done it.
Let's ask you this, Rachel. When your boys were 15 years old, would you have hired a stripper to come into their party?
No way, because I know what goes on.
Okay. Let me ask you this, too, Rachel. When Curtis says if his daughter, he wouldn't really try to stop his daughter from being a stripper if any of them chose to do that, and he would just want her to be the best darn stripper that there ever was.
Heck yeah.
Would you do the same thing with your daughter, or would you not care? Is it a life that, I mean, is it something that his girls should want to do?
Well, there is good money in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. I bet there is.
I guess it depends because there's a lot of drugs and drinking involved with some of the girls. I didn't. I did it to put food on the table,
okay. You
know, to support my family.
Mm-hmm.
But I walked in on a girl snorting coke one time on a bathroom stall, on the toilet stall, and she got up in my grill for no reason and just, you better not say nothing, you better not say nothing. And there is some competition there's violence between the girls and
okay.
competition sometimes where there is, you know, if you steal another girl's client, oh my god, you better watch out. This one girl hit a guy, tried to stick her, I don't know what I can say,
okay,
stick
so let's just
in an inappropriate place,
her ear
through her underwear
which was on her head.
And
wet Willie.
He broke a bottle over his head and almost got fired.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so okay. That was my first night.
So it's maybe not the best job for them, but it's not the worst.
He's trying to give her a wet Willie.
He did, through her underwear.
Yeah, there's some really crazy women out there that do this stuff. You don't want your kids associating with these people.
Okay.
And I'm glad I'm out of it. I'm 41 years old now. There's no way I would ever go back and do it or recommend my children to do it. But had they decided to, I would totally sit down and talk about the pros and cons and the dangers and the influences and the drinking, because you know how drinking can affect your liver, and you're pushed to sell drinks to get the guys to buy you drinks.
Okay.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's how the bar makes the money. Does the guys come in and spend $9, $20 on a drink for you, try to get them to buy the bottles of champagne and whatever, you know.
It
and
sounds
you get, you
like a lovely lifestyle.
All right. No. So maybe I'll rethink that choice.
Yay!
Well, thank you for calling.
Rachel, I'm so glad you called.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks darling. You too. Okay, let's go to Jamie now, because Jamie kind of agrees with you, Curtis. I can't believe
that it's not that big of a deal?
Jamie, what's going on? You kind of agree with him?
It's not like they're hiring prostitutes.
No, and I have daughters. I have a 17-year-old, and she's super, super open with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the point where sometimes I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to hear this.
Right.
But I'm like, well, look at what they see on TV. Look at what they see at parties and things like that. And so at least with a stripper and there's people around, I don't think they're going to be doing some of the things they're going to be doing at high school parties.
Now, Jamie, is this just because you want to see the strippers?
No.
Nice try, Connie.
Whatever. No. Okay. Well, and that's what we were talking about, too, though. You know your kids are going to do that. We know
right. Girls
and boys are going to have Playboy, Playgirl, whatever. They're going to look at things online now.
Is there still Playgirl?
I have no idea.
Okay.
They're going to they're going to look at naked people, but is it your job to then supply them with one, or one who is dancing, getting naked,
in order
to excite your little boy?
Are you doing that, though? Or are you just kind of explaining, like, this is normal? You know, this isn't something.
Is it normal?
This isn't something to be afraid of. This isn't something to hide from.
I don't believe
you know,
it is normal.
Sex is everywhere, and don't be afraid of it. Right?
Maybe you should move to France.
Maybe I should.
Or Bosnia.
I could go to both.
You could go to France and Bosnia.
Maybe I could have a summer and a winter home.
Hi, Maria.
Hello.
You think Curtis should move to Bosnia?
I think Curtis can move any place he'd like to move, and I love him to death, but I think he's totally wrong.
Dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
Well, where do you teach young boys, as you're bringing up young men mm-hmm. or young ladies, mm-hmm. where do you teach them to respect the opposite sex? Mm. Do they look at these women as sleaze? Do they look at these guys as sleazy? Are they having a good time? 15 and 16 years old is too young. You know, I brought up two boys, and I would have probably shot both of them if they had done this before they were a particular age. But, you know, it's hard to make children respect the other sex when people are throwing stuff like that in their face. And, you know, I mean, and the dangers of all the transmitted diseases.
Well, you're not going to transmit a disease.
When you're 21, and if you're hopefully you're smart enough and you've been taught to protect yourself from diseases, and you know, do you want your sister, your mom, your grandma, your wife? Do you want them doing this kind of stuff? I mean, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with strippers, male or female. I'm just saying I don't really want one of my kids doing it. And, you know...
Well, you know it's a tough life. I mean, nobody's putting down strippers, but it is a tough life. And like Curtis was saying, people are very judgmental about women who strip.
And you use the word sleaze. So what better way to wipe away the sleaze factor than to show them these are just people?
Just let your girl take one for the team.
I mean, they're right here.
Just let her take one. Teach the world with Haley.
Right. Not that she's a stripper. I'm saying that there are strippers at this party. Like, these people aren't horrible people. These people aren't two-headed freaks.
They're doing their job. But if they had known that these kids were underage, they should have walked out.
That's what Rachel, who used to dance, that's what she said, too.
Absolutely.
She would have absolutely walked out. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the mom needs to be strung up.
And that's what they're doing.
She may very well be.
Don't give her time. Don't give her time because...
You mean actually string her up?
Maybe give her time. She might not last in there very long.
Ooh.
You know, I mean,
there may be
other people in there that may say, hey, you know, that's just wrong. Again, if your kids are a mature age, you want to buy them magazines, I guess that's your business. But
oh my God, I cannot imagine. My parents would have never bought me a magazine.
No. And I wouldn't have either. But I have to think in today's terms of thinking. Versus
what's the difference between a magazine where you know exactly what they're going to do with it or a stripper where they're not going to do anything with it? There's nothing that you can do with a stripper.
Not necessarily. There are some strippers that are pretty out there, male and female.
They would do it. They would do it, Curtis.
What?
Some, not all of them.
I think you're thinking more prostitutes than strippers.
We're not thinking prostitutes.
Yeah, no, prostitutes, definitely.
Thanks, Maria.
You're buying that for one purpose. You're just looking for a little party entertainment. It's like the clown.
This is what I'm hearing from you right now.
My teeth are chattering. Am I freezing? Do I also have little feet and I'm skipping across the desk?
Oh, Jessica, good morning. What do you want to say?
Hi. I don't think it's like so much about the strippers because, I mean, that's what boys are into. That's like naturally that's what they want to do. But I think, like, her as a parent, like, she shouldn't have done that because she's, like, basically saying, like, hey, go explore your sexuality. And I feel like, emotionally, 16 is too young for that.
Mm. Okay, so she opened a door to something that he's not ready to have opened.
Right. And then, I mean, unless he was, like, already sexually active and she knew this, and, like, if she knew her son, like, hey, I already know that you're having sex, like, you have a baby and stuff like this, then, yeah, I think, like, getting him a stripper for his birthday is not a big deal, but... I still think 16 is just too young for opening that door. Just emotionally causes emotional issues down the road.
Well, it's like this is how I look at it, too. And
well,
I'm sure,
do you top it at the 17th party?
I'm sure Curtis will tell me that I'm completely wrong, but if you know your kid is smoking pot and he's 16 years old, you're going to buy him a bong for his birthday?
No, you're not. Definitely not.
You're going to buy him, you know...
That's because that's illegal, and
right,
sex and seeing beautiful women is not illegal.
This is illegal, too. Obviously, it is. They arrested her, and she could do 5 years in prison. Obviously, it's illegal.
I wonder what the age is here in Michigan.
You don't need to find out. Just don't do it.
I'm going to find out.
Don't do it. Jessica, thank you. All right, last call. Sarah, good morning. We're talking about the mom who was arrested for hiring two strippers to her 16-year-old son's birthday party. Go, Sarah. What'd you want to say, babe?
Good morning. I've been listening all morning. I'm a little irritated just because I don't know if Curtis is serious or not, but I have three kids, and my oldest son is going to be turning 15.
Okay.
I'm appalled that she did this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like anything else. It's like teaching, or, you know, having a party and having your drink there. It's the same thing. You're the adult. You're supposed to be teaching them the difference between right and wrong. Whether they were naked or not, boys are going to do that on their own. That's a natural progression for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to hire somebody, to encourage it, to cheer them on, I mean, I don't know exactly how it went down, but I'm sickened by it. I'm sickened by her, and I think she should be in jail as well as the stripper.
Well, Curtis, does that change you at all, Curtis? Because explain exactly how you're feeling, because I think people are thinking that you're going to hire strippers for your daughters, but you wouldn't do that, right?
No, I wouldn't, but I think that there are people who would.
But wait, and you wouldn't if your girls were to go to a party and they were strippers there.
I would not be mad.
You wouldn't be happy, though, right? I mean, you said you wouldn't call the cops.
I wouldn't be calling the cops angry, and I wouldn't like forbid them from hanging out with those people again.
Now, would you, Sarah?
Absolutely.
Sarah,
yeah,
would.
Absolutely, and okay. I think it comes down to, again, morals. It seems like our
society
has no morals anymore. You know, my parents raised me and my grandparents to be with one special person, and you get married and you stay with that person. And now we just glorify that people have different sex partners. And I teach my children the opposite. You know, I can't shelter them from everything you talked about, the Rihanna and the Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. I can't shelter them from that, but I can tell the difference between right and wrong, and I think that's wrong. I mean, I don't think it's wrong to be naked, but I do think it's wrong to share that with everybody in the world.
Do you think, are you married? You're married, right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think your husband would feel the same way?
Absolutely.
He would, okay.
And I think there's a part of him where he would probably hear the story and be like, all right, right on. Because I think any guy at that age, yes, would absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
But would his mom have, you know, allowed it? No.
No way.
Because it just comes down to, again, it comes down to morals.
I tell you, my mom definitely
like
would
I
not
said,
have allowed
even
it.
Even at 18 and 21, mm-hmm. I don't want to share that experience with my children. If they want to go do it, that's on them. They go with their friends. That's not something I want to share with them.
No kidding. It's just, there's a line. I just can't even imagine. It gives me goosebumps to think about sharing that with either one of my parents.
Here's something.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty, you know, my mom passed away when I was younger, but I was extremely close with her and open with her about mm-hmm. things. But even that, yeah, it's just a line. It's not something it's like, you enjoy with your friends, and you do it when you're older and of age.
Yeah.
At 16, you know, I just think, yeah, he probably had the time of his life. However, I think she's, you know, exactly in the trouble she needs to be.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Curtis?
Age of consent in Michigan is 16, so I don't know what that means with, like, strippers and things. Like, maybe in New York, where this story took place, I just don't see where it's against the law.
Well, I think I know, too, now just personally from high school kids, you can get in trouble just for kids in that age group sexting to each other now.
Oh, absolutely you can. Yeah,
so
you're so right.
Child or sending pictures, even if a girl your own age at 15 sent you a picture and you're 15, that's still child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
You both get in trouble.
If you can charge children with that because you're trying to teach them, hey, this is not okay, this is an adult thing,
mm-hmm.
then absolutely she should be charged. And the strippers as well, because I agree with them. If you walk in, I know they knew it was a 16th birthday party. I'm sure they weren't trying to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to be 18 to walk into a strip club, you should have to be 18 to have strippers at a party.
That does seem to make sense to me.
The one thing that you've said that's kind of swaying me here is when you brought up sexting, because definitely sexting is something that we very seriously are going over with my daughters now at 10, 8, and 6. Like, you don't take pictures, you don't do this if anybody emails you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of see how that falls into the same moral jurisdiction, where you don't,
mm-hmm.
why would you want to see someone do that if you're not allowed to show it to anyone?
Right.
So I kind of get it. You kind of brought me around there.
All right, good.
I was getting nervous.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to end up on that bad parent list that is here in Michigan. You know, somebody hears me talking on the radio, like, well, that's fine. And I would get served with papers later today.
And you're going to be on it for 100 years.
No kidding, forever.
You heard you can't. Sarah, thanks for calling.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
We just got an email from Adisa at Connie and Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
There are no beaches in Bosnia.
There are no.
No. The Bosnian guy who called was not even telling the truth. There are no beaches in Bosnia. There are rivers and public pools, but no beaches.
Really?
And Bosnian parents will not get you a stripper. I don't know where he was raised, but not in Bosnia. Now, that I can't speak to. He said he was from Bosnia.
Yeah, Dino called earlier.
I'm going to believe Dino says he's from there, but Adisa says no. No beaches in Bosnia.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.